It's the 21st of March 2015. It's the such oh, yeah, 21st of March, Saturday, because, jeepers, how do I explain this? Look, if you were listening to a really professional radio show, I don't know, pick a random one out of your own head. I'm sure there'd be four full-time presenters, a couple of researchers and all this kind of thing. And I'll get to where I'm kind of going in a minute. It's a long time since I've had no Brian Green to intro me or make sure I stayed on track. But the Sod Show is, for those who are unaware, started out my back garden, walking around, then talking to Brian Green on a radio, recording things into the base end of a mobile phone. We won the shiny things along the way. And we're still, in horticultural terms, you might say, just hitting our fourth summer old. It's pretty young when you think about it, and I guess those that we may be comparable or compared to, which we are nothing like. And because we're nothing like any of the others, or the few that do exist, because in Ireland in particular, there are no full-time garden radio shows, apart from, yes indeed, you've guessed it, the Sod Show, which, again, runs for free on, I won't even say a shoestring budget, but a shoe without strings kind of a budget. That's probably more to the point. So why didn't the Sod Show air yesterday? Well, in short, I've got a fucking mortgage, and that pretty much sums it up. And that kind of takes the heart maybe a little bit out of what I do. But look, it is to the point. You got to be serious about this and break it down, Bobby Brown, because essentially I understand people can say that they love things and do things because of that they love, and I'm blessed that what I do, that is what I love, which is what I've done and all I've known really since I was a wee grasshopper, essentially is gardening. It's what I spend all of my excess dosh on, apart from going to the pub for the odd pint of Guinness, of course, and a glass of Middleton, very rare, the odd time. I say the odd time, but essentially, I've obviously got to work for a living. It's what people do the countryside over, and if it's not what you do for a living, then it's a hobby. And again, I'll double underline this, I'm blessed and quite honoured and humbled that what I do for a living is both my job and my hobby. And that was just it, because I've got to make gardens primarily first. I got home at about maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock last night, Friday night, and Brian, I know, is up to his goosters, which is the very eloquent term to use. Pardon me, I almost did a burp on the microphone. Oh God, now I'm reminded of Andrew Mangan for some reason or another. You wouldn't know Andrew. He's an Arsenal fan and does a podcast as such. I was having a cup of tea, you see. So I got waylaid, and I was sitting on, I was sitting on a bridge in Dublin in the car, in the Jeep, and it was weighing back and forward, and I should have been home for about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And I ended up, God, driving out to Hoth to look at, funnily enough, the first garden that I ever officially built under the Donegan Landscaping name some 15 years ago now. And you realise I'm really blessed. I genuinely am, because I get to drink tea. One moment, please. I get to drink tea, which really should be two spots of coffee. My apologies, but I've run out, Sean. And so call up and bring me some beans, my man. But you get to realise how really blessed I am that you know, I've done it literally under my own name, my own gardens for 15 years, and I wouldn't swap it for the world. But the odd time, this thing that I do in the meantime, which is the Sod Show, the odd time, I say, you know, bear in mind, what was it last week? Was it the 200th? Show that we did? Wow, when you think about it, that's every single week, pretty much 52 weeks of the year, pretty much. And we've done okay, bearing in mind we don't have, you know, a national broadcaster behind us, and that's not playing a violin. That allows me the odd time to say words that might be reticent of poop or pants or manure or bits and bobs like that. And it also leads me very rightly into today's show, because we didn't air, in short, for those listening on the radio, you would have had a repeat of an old programme, which is grand, and that keeps the radio station happy. And it also mentions Green Sacks, to sponsor the radio show, but inverted commas, not the podcast. No offense, Green Sacks lads, you're great. But on this one, you also get a double whammy of applause because upcoming on the horizon, April 10th to the 12th, you would have heard a note a while ago. It's one of the nice things in life again, like looking at trees for a living, which is essentially what I do as well. I get to walk a beautiful island of which is Inishmore. It's just off the coast of Galway. So if you look at a map of Ireland, you got Belfast at the top, you got Dublin to the right hand side about east. You've got something else down the bottom, and you've got to the left hand side would be Galway. In short, and off the edge of that is wee little three dots, and the largest of the three dots is called Inish, Inismore, or if you're Irish, it's Mofada, or it's got like the equivalent of an umlaut or a Chinaman's hat if you're French over the O. Most of you outside of Ireland may know the intro to Father Ted, the television series, and that's what you may associate Inishmore with, and rightly so, because that's the island that you see as the credits are rolling on. And I've to go there to do a half marathon. So every year, somebody has walked with me. The first year I ran it, and that's not good. That's not good at all, my man, because you end up with this Formula One vision, and you don't really get to experience how beautiful it is. And of all the horticultural bits that I've seen, which is me and my horticultural head, and it is so worthwhile going to just to see how things survive. And if you're unsure of that, go back over the last three podcasts that we did on Inishmore. Go to sideshow.com or at sideshow on Twitter or facebook.com/sideshow, and I'll send you the links. I might even put them in today's show notes. And it's three varying different conversations with three varying different horticultural heads who all live on the island. And then last year I went with Kevin Rowe, who knows nothing about gardening. But the Sideshow has always had this kind of a theory or a thinking, which is, I'll get you outside first. And if you spot one plant or one tree or one something, then you might pick up on and you might start to develop an interest in horticulture like I did when I was 5 or 6 years of age. The alternative to that is I do as some of the horticultural associations do, and you might say bombard or start at the very, very end. I almost throw you in the deep end and I talk a little bit too much botanical Latin. Maybe. And that can have an adverse effect. It can bore. It can snore me to death. A little bit like dropping me into classical music or jazz, where I'm a kind of a bit of a Led Zepp, Rolling Stones, The Who, Kinks, Bell Bottom, Flares, Lizzy kind of a fan, if that makes sense. And on this occasion, the Sideshow podcast extra is going to give you a non-horticultural head's insight into what is the island of Inishmore. It's different. I understand that. But you can't have botanical Latin 24 hours of the day. And if you don't, you know, like that, that's grand. But you're allowed to grow your own out your own back garden, which is not organic. You're allowed to grow organically. It's all good. You're allowed to grow in schools on your window ledge non-organically with homemade compost, which isn't organically certified, and that's okay. And you're allowed to fail in horticulture, and you're allowed to get it wrong, and you're allowed to get it right, and you're allowed to turn around now and again and say, do you know something? That park is just a park that I like. I don't know why, and it's okay. Now imagine bringing your mom out, if you're a non-gardener, and saying, what did you think of the park? I like it. Why? Did you like the medulla oblongata, which is obviously a part of your brain, or in horticultural terms, did you like the Betula jacobontii? You know, did you like the, you know, I don't know, pick another name. Scalus hippocastanum? Crataegus monogyna? We can keep on going at this rage. And I sound really good. But I still managed to get Kevin Rowe onto the island of Inishmore, and we walked it. And although there are jokes in there, we had a great time in the great outdoors, walking an island. And you might listen to this and say, I'd like to know a little bit more. And you may not be qualified in horticulture or have studied horticulture or have such an in-depth knowledge of horticulture as I might. And you might turn around and say, I'd like to know a little bit more, and prove Kevin wrong or disprove Peter. And you might go and listen to one of the other podcasts and you might just pick up on something that you never thought you knew about the island. And you might just go there and you might just see me there. And Kevin might be there. That's Kevin Rowe. And you might not be there. It's interesting. Go take a listen. Go take a look. Main Sideshow Stuff returns next Friday. In the meantime, as the sun shines in North County Dublin, and I am standing in the front of a JCB looking at a cup of tea that should be coffee. Enjoy. Anything else you need to know, at Sideshow on Twitter, sideshow.com, or just Google Sideshow, all in one word. Like it? Tell me. Can't stand it? Tell me. It's all good, my man. Enjoy. Have a great weekend from and after St. Patrick's Day week that it was in Dublin. The extra added reason that this podcast was delayed, I jest. But also, why it didn't entirely air on Friday. We're allowed a week off once a year for the national saint patron of Ireland. Of course we are. Of course we are. Yeah, and that in mind, of the future, I shall be sitting at the bar having a pint of Guinness this evening with a shamrock on top, wearing a green t-shirt saying, kiss me, I'm Irish. From the island of Inishmore, you really could not get any more Irish than this island. Enjoy, take care, Slánach spanacht, bye bye. Another Sideshow, and if you're wondering why my breathing is a little like so, no, it's not because of the good times, well it is, but for different good times. I'm on the island of Inishmore. It is the fourth year, so before I go any further, I have to pay a big note of thanks to the lovely ladies and gentlemen of Two Spots Coffee, Owen Delaney of Directing Media. I'm trying to think now. Who else gave me money? Oh, Green Sacks. Compostable bags for home and garden are wonderful sponsors. Ballybottle Pitch and Putt Club. The Fingal Folk Club. And if I forget anybody, hopefully I'll remember them before the end of the gig. I've got Mark O'Sullivan. I'll put all the thank yous in the show notes today of all of the people who chucked in a few bob. Again, all of the money for this is heading towards Temple Street, and that is why it's a byproduct of having a wonderful time, is that a few bob is raised. And again, what that money is going for or going to, we'll have that all up there. Okay, and I want to show. So year one of taking the microphone onto this wonderful island, we spoke with Bartle Hernan. I'll put that in the links for the Sideshow. We also spoke to last year a wonderful grower who would have been on the show with Sheila Nikanena from TG Cahir. That was Pádraic O'Tuairisg. Pádraic would have been, or would have come to me, I suppose, via, Dermot Carey. Dermot Carey, I'm half concentrating on my steps, so that's the story. This year, however, we're literally on a roving, rambling tour in my company, Kevin Rowe. Kevin, how are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Life is great. We're just gone past mile two. We're in desperate need of a water station, but all is good. Life is brilliant.
How many more miles have we to go, Kevin?
I wasn't great at maths in school, so 2 take away 13 is 11.6 miles.
11.6 miles indeed, just left to go. We've just passed. Where are we now? So for the islanders who may be wondering, we're just, funnily enough, passing Clybonne, which is Bartle Hernan's home, a wonderful B&B. I'll try and get you website details for that as we're passing by. And then up on past that, we have T. Joe Watty's house. We have three wonderful ladies applauding us. Thanks very much. We need all the inspiration we can get. And there you go. Coming up to TJ Watty's, the coast road, funnily enough. It's a little bit of a sad story and a serious story, because you might remember the really bad storms that we had around about January. And when that happened, water station coming up for Kevin, when that happened, it took literally a mile or so of the coastline of Inishmore. And so we cannot do the usual route that we did. I'll try and get some photographs of that, but it's a little bit of a shame. And I think the general just seems to be they don't know when it's going to be repaired. There we go.
Water, water.
Kevin, curiosity kill a cat. Before we even get into discussing anything remotely horticulture, Aran Islands, Inishmore, the largest of the island, what makes a grown man, woman, person, human, give up almost all their weekend to come to this place? What's the inspiration behind it?
Well, Peter, you know, I suppose the reason I'm here is, number one, I'm supporting yourself. You've been coming here for the last number of years. Last year you had asked me, and I kind of not let you down, but I suppose you could say I let you down. So sincerely apologise about that. But I suppose that first and foremost, number one, I'm here to support yourself. Secondly, it's a fantastic charity. Just in my own business, having worked with Temple Street before, I know the fantastic work that they do. It really is a fantastic charity. Delighted to be here, delighted to be associated with, trying to raise as much money for these guys as possible. So we're on, just come to mile three now. So yeah, it's gone great, Peter. I'm delighted to be helping you and supporting you here.
What do you think of the island so far? How picturesque, or can you give, for those listening on podcast who maybe might like to come here, can you give them a gist of what you've seen?
For anyone, I suppose, with an interest in walls or sheep, I'd strongly recommend coming over here. You know, it's certainly, well, I'll tell you what it is, it's an eye-opener in terms of, you know, me, myself living in Dublin, with the everyday life of, you know, meetings around the clock and, you know, traffic and madness at Temple Bar and stuff like that. And you come out to somewhere like this, it kind of, it really kind of puts life in perspective. You know, it is, it's a fantastically beautiful place. I mean, we were waiting about 3 hours to get a plane out here. The weather wasn't great when we were waiting, but I think it's all cleared up now. But it's absolutely, it really is a fantastic place. It's definitely a place where, if you wanted to spend a quiet weekend alone with your girlfriend, I'd highly recommend it. The chances of her being stolen by another guy is very, very slim, in terms of there's no guys on the island. So, you know, so it's all good. It's a really, really nice place.
We're literally just coming up to about mile 10 of the Inishmore Half Martin. It's absolutely amazing, the views, the scenery. I'm now looking at what are the 12 pins, the mountain range, which is mainland Galway, home to the wonderful and very beautiful Sheila Ní Chonaine, of Ireland's best garden-related gardening cookery, semi. It was gardening, it's now gone over the far side. But anyway, nonetheless, that's where Sheila lives. I can nearly throw a stone. Over to my left, I can see the beautiful coastline that is literally the edge of Galway. It's a picture postcard. I'll have all the I'll have all the photographs for this up on facebook.com/thesideshow. Or if you are stuck, just search on sideshow.com. Inishmore, I-N-I-S, separate word, M-O-R, and you will find them. It's stunningly, my apologies, beautiful. At home in my own garden, what you will realise is some of the ash trees haven't entirely come into bud. Not everything is in leaf. Not everything has done as it should have done, for varying reasons. Over here, the funny thing is if you search, even on Wikipedia, will tell you the only time it has ever snowed here was the winter of 2010, but generally speaking, it tends not to. It's very mild, mainly because it's got coastline surrounding the whole thing. What is absolutely wonderful, if you are doing this, come in by plane from the overhead view and see the amount of walls of stone that have been built by hand, and then come and walk the island and see the amount of stone walls built, hand-built, from limestone. Something we discussed previously, I think it was myself and Portico Touristics, so last year's show, there are cows sitting in the middle of fields for, you know, you wouldn't see another one. We haven't, I think this is the first two that we can see, and there's not one visible for about maybe 4 or 5 miles. The flora the flora and fauna, that's kind of a cliched term. What is mad is the plant range that seems to be growing in people's gardens. And if you've ever looked up a really bad, I don't mean a bad, but a stereotypical gardener's kind of a book that says, you know, it's got a list of plants that you can plant in coastal sites, and in it, it's got things like Oleria, and it's got Hebe, and it's got Fuchsia, and they're all of the vigorous types. Well, over here, you will see eons and eons of that, and what you realise is the stone is better than the plants that can be introduced, even with maybe all of the horticultural qualifications, the stone still wins. And then you look at some of the walls that haven't been kept clean, repaired, or haven't been damaged in any way, the walls I say, and they're being overtaken with moss and lichens and brambles and old tough grasses and ferns, and you're wondering. And then you see polyhops growing along, and you realise there are buildings being taken down by nature. And essentially, though you might try, if you let it go well enough, what is going to happen is nature is going to decide what is going to grow there. It's one of the most beautiful islands I have ever been on. There is a reason why I'm back here for the fourth year running. Running, do you like that? Half a joke in there. Still in my company is Kevin. Kevin, as a guy who hasn't got qualifications in horticulture, who isn't a gardener, but still likes and understands what is beautiful. How good a view, how picturesque a country, how beautiful an island do we have sitting right on our own doorstep that you've never really been to before?
Yeah, Peter, even like, you know, my perception, I suppose, coming over to this island was, you know, not a hell of a lot really going on. I suppose that perception's kind of still the same. But it is, you know, I suppose my perception coming over to the island, I didn't really know what to expect, but it is absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's picturesque in itself. You know, with the people over here obviously have a different way of living. It's really, really is something spectacular. You know, the scenery we're walking on across now, we've only 2 miles left. It's fantastic. We're looking out and over the sea. There's, you know, it's great. It's really something special. Definitely intend to come back here. So it's amazing.
Is it a little bit the picture postcard that you might send to somebody who was an extra in the Quiet Man film, and say, you know, memories of Ireland? It in the nicest way of saying, and it's not taking the mick, but it literally is all of those things. We passed one. Again, head to facebook.com/thesodshow or at Donegan Gardens and ask me for this photograph. But there was the one Thatch Cottage with the, was it a red?
A red roof, yeah. And, I mean, that photo.
Red, had a red gate.
Red gate. They actually had a dog kennel, which was exactly the same shape as the house, and was painted the exact same. It had a little door for the dog and the whole lot. But I mean, when we walked past, there was people taking pictures of it and stuff. So I can only imagine in the height of the summer, it really is. It's an iconic house on the island. But it's a fantastic place. Looking forward to the finish line now. I'm looking forward to having some lunch or maybe an evening meal and possibly a beer. We'll see what happens.
Excellent. Two words of advice. If you can come across here, you got to come with somebody, because it literally is. Did you see that? Have you seen that? It's also one of those places where, you know, sometimes you might say life stands a little bit still. Sometimes it just needs to go at a slower pace. Sometimes when you're on an island, there's nothing really that you can do to change anything on the mainland, and that's kind of a nice feeling to have. It comes with all the mod cons. You still have the 3G, you still have a mass, you still have a church, you still have a pub, you still have a hotel. It's all of those things that are wonderful, but there's not a damn dickie you can do about the electricity and the broken kettle at home in Ballywattle in North County Dublin, and that's kind of nice. It is. After that, it's beautiful, it's windy, My hair looks a bit windswept. If I had long hair, I'd have a bad comb over. I don't know how some plants survive here. I understand why most plants aren't even visible on the island. We spoke to two gardeners already here before. It's more than advisable you go listen to them. I'll put links to that on sideshow.com. And I think even with all of my qualifications in horticulture, the realisation that the reason for mounding of potatoes wasn't for the sake of achieving more results, it was so the wind didn't blow the tops off them. Because that's how windswept it is. From the wonderful, beautiful island of Inishmore, with thanks to greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and gardens, for sponsoring me for coming here, and also to Ballybohol Pitch and Puck Club, to the Fingal Folk Club, to Directing Media, to Amy Cooney, who would have worked with me before. Amy, how are you? And also to Two Spots Coffee for chucking in their few bob. I'll have a list of anybody else as well who may have done so. I know Mark. How are you, Mark? Clanforce, me old mucker, who also would have worked with me before on a couple other gigs. I feel like I'm collecting an Oscar at this. I just put them up on sideshow.com. Talk to you later. Take care. Bye.
Don't raise your eyes. It's all.